Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Phil Hillenbrandt from Bottega Cucina in West Springfield. Local boy returns back to the fold, the prodigal son. Phil, where did you start out here in the Valley?
I started out at Molino's in Northampton.
Did you grow up here?
Yes, I did.
When did you get into cooking?
I went to high school for it. I went to Smith Vocational.
Uh-huh. They have a great program there. They still make delicious food. Nice place to go get lunch every once in a while.
And then I did the short order counter at Look Restaurant. And then I decided, well, I'll further my experience. And I went to the Culinary Institute of America.
That's the big one.
That's CIA.
Tell me a little bit about the local stuff you use in the menu.
You know, I do a farmer's market at Hamden Bank in West Springfield. So I had the luxury of handpicking my stuff, knowing farmers on a weekly basis. And during the winter months, I try to use butchered meats and Maple Line Farm milk.
If you have to make yourself a last meal from Bottega Cucina, what's it going to be?
Carbonara.
I love carbonara. That's a good answer. It's got pasta and cream and bacon. When you left to go to the CIA, what made you want to come back to the Valley to do this again? That's sort of the big time. It's the Harvard of cooking, maybe.
Family.
I hear rumor that love brought you back to the Valley, too.
Yeah.
More than love of food?
Not exactly. Food is always the number one thing. Just I knew a lot of people that had restaurants, and it was easier for me to find a job. And
so if I walked into Bottega Cucina in West Springfield, what would I see?
Small. You're an arm's reach from all the chefs. If you don't like the food, you can strangle us. You can see both the chefs working. If you want to sit at the bar and watch.
So growing up eating Italian food that my Nana made, I for a long time swore off going to Italian restaurants. I would never go. But now Nana's dead.
So someone's got to carry the torch.
Somebody's got to carry the torch for me and my Italian palate. I know what you would say would be your last meal, the pancetta. What the customers like, other items on the menu that are super popular at Bottega Cucina?
Well, when you walk through our door, you find that we have a big chalkboard and we have local, we have specials. And that's where I pretty much try to promote local farms and what kind of foods we're doing. Because you put a regular tomato or you get a tomato from Red Fire Farms, I mean, what's going to sell? Customers feel more confident when they sit down and know that they're getting a quality piece of product.
Do you feel that that's different maybe here than other places in the country? And even in Massachusetts, when I go back and visit the eastern part of the state, they don't care as much, it seems like, from restaurant to restaurant about where the tomato came from. But that's part of the beauty of CISA, actually, the awareness that this not only is better economically for our society, but it tastes better usually, too.
See, it's not just know your farmer, it's know thy tomato.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think, well, it's nice. So Western Mass has a lot of great farms, I think, the Connecticut Valley is very fertile. It gives us an opportunity to grow really great vegetables in the area. And we have the opportunity to walk and pick it and bring it back.
Climatologically, we're not very similar to very many places with Italian cuisine, as most people know it. Right. If you could pick one thing that you could get in Italy fresh right from right there, that would make Bottega Cucina really pop.
A San Marzano tomato.
Ah. How come we can't grow that here?
Climate, soil.
Yeah. What makes it different?
The yield. Makes great tomato sauce when it's fresh. We get them canned, but they're just as good, flavorful. But if you get them, from the vine, you get a nice yield, flavor, freshness, basil.
We could maybe hook you up with some farmers and maybe they'd give it a shot for you.
Or maybe they hear this and say, hey, I already have, I've been experimenting with this right now, and I know that there might be a market for it. It's a juicier sort of tomato for a better sauce.
Flavor, yield, everything.
Ooh, see, now I'm always...
That's where the texture, the good tomato sauce comes from.
You do make meatballs?
Absolutely.
Okay. Nana made meatballs. I continue the process of trying to make meatballs in a similar way that will impress my family. What is your secret to making a killer meatball?
Soaking the bread, the ratio of bread to meat.
Soak the bread in what, milk?
You can. I've seen that.
I've done it.
That's a nice way to do it. Give it a nice little texture.
Yeah.
I like to do just straight bread and water, warm water to loosen the bread. And then squeeze it out. And then probably I do 1/3 bread to 2/3 meat.
Huh. See, that's much more bread than I usually do.
Yeah, I do a little bit more bread because it makes the meatball a little bit more softer.
Yeah.
So, Monty, I think you need to give out a Nana Award.
A Nana's Meatball Award. I'd have to get some other family members in on this or I would really be in big trouble. Well, Phil Hillenbrandt from Bottega Cucina, West Springfield, 91 off 5, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, with some Cucina tips if you want to make some great meatballs. And check out the meatballs at Bottega Cucina. Check out all the other local heroes at buylocalfood.org.